AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Prosecutors in New York say Luigi Mangione, the man accused of shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, has been charged with murder as an act of terrorism. Mangione was arrested in Pennsylvania. This is Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
This was a frightening, well-planned, targeted murder that was intended to cause shock and attention and intimidation. It occurred in one of the most bustling parts of our city.
Thompson was shot and killed outside a Manhattan hotel as he was going to a UnitedHealthcare investor conference. In Madison, Wisconsin, the next step is figuring out why a 15-year-old student shot and killed a teacher and a student at Abundant Life Christian School.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said they're looking into the shooter's online activity, but they still don't have her motives.
Identifying a motive is our top priority. But at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors.
Bullying is also being looked into.
We're talking to students to understand whether bullying was one of those multiple factors that I mentioned earlier.
Barnes also said no one was specifically targeted.
Everyone was targeted in this incident, and everyone was put in equal danger.
News conference audio is courtesy of WKOW. The girl also wounded six others in the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, including two students who were in critical condition. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President-elect Donald Trump is suing the Des Moines Register and its pollster for brazen election interference in publishing a survey the weekend before the election that shows Kamala Harris with a surprising lead of 3 percentage points in the state. Trump talked about it yesterday.
In my opinion, it was fraud and it was election interference.
The Register's parent company, Gannett, dismissed the lawsuit as meritless. This is AP News. Authorities imposed an overnight curfew in cyclone-ravaged Mayotte as France rushed in aid.
The curfew requires people to stay in their homes between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. as authorities try to prevent looting of damaged buildings. The official death toll now stands at just over 20, with over 1,500 injured. But authorities believe hundreds and maybe thousands of people died in Saturday's storms. Nearly 70% of the population has been affected, with widespread destruction and ongoing power and communication outages. The French military says it's sending up to 5 planes a day, each with 50 tons of assistance, including food, water and medicine. Hundreds of military personnel have arrived too since the weekend in Mayotte, an island group off Africa. French President Emmanuel Macron says he'll be travelling to Mayotte soon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Montana judge has blocked a rule that prevented transgender people from changing their sex on documents. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.